The weather forecast is it's pitch black outside and we're in the middle of a thunderstorm. Good morning, Pat.
Yep, and I'm seeing that on the radar. It goes from the Berkshires all the way down to Danbury, and it's moving eastward. So that area will be passing through, I would think, in the next half hour. But there'll be pulses of showers and thunderstorms all day, on and off, today and tonight. So bring along the umbrella. And highs will be in the low 70s today, and the lows tonight, 55 to 60. For tomorrow, I know I said partly sunny with a dry breeze, and that's going to hold for the afternoon, but I'm afraid that the system's moving a little slow. We may have some showers to deal with tomorrow morning. But in the afternoon, it will begin to clear up. You'll like it, 75 to 80. And you'll love Wednesday and Thursday, sunshine, 75 to 80, low humidity. And then on Friday, still fair, with highs, probably low 80s, and beginning to get a little more humid. So this is going to be a pretty decent week once we get to Tuesday afternoon. That's when things clear up, and they stay very, very nice right through Friday. Not even going to the weekend, not even going to look at the weekend on a Monday, because that just never, ever pans out. I don't know how the weather was by you this weekend, but of course I went to the lake Saturday. Got there, it was cloudy, drizzle. This is on Saturday. I think it must have been right around 5 p.m. the sun broke out. So the night wasn't bad. We had bingo. I didn't host it, but I went there. Was very nice. About 30 people showed up, was out in the field, and that turned out pretty good. And then Sunday, if you got up early enough, you saw the sun. If you didn't, you lost it. And by lunchtime, it was raining. And by 3 p.m., Pat was in the car coming home. And of course, as Pat was coming home, the sun came out.
That's exactly right.
Always goes that way.
Yeah, we had light rain. We had light rain yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We had sunshine in the morning. I don't remember Saturday. But it must have been an unremarkable day.
It must have been. How did you make out with your doctor's appointment?
So I went on Friday. And what we're talking about is I'm trying to get into a program on stem cell replacement instead of major surgery for my knees. My right knee qualifies. We still had an MRI from that, but my left knee, they couldn't find it. The other doctor that I went to wouldn't give up the MRI. Isn't that something? He wouldn't
You're
give
kidding.
Up the MRI. No. So I've got to go get an MRI on my left knee. And we figure that the left knee is far worse than the right knee. So I'll probably be approved. And what they do is they only do one knee at a time because they harvest a lot of stem cells and your body has to replenish them. So when I'm accepted, I'll get one knee done. I'll probably miss one day of work, okay? If I get it done on a Wednesday, I'll probably miss Thursday, but then I'll be back to work on Friday. And then wait about a month and then get the second knee done. I'm just waiting. I've got to go check and see if the hospital got the request for the MRI.
But let me ask you, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a question statement. That MRI of your other knee that the doctor would release, that is your records. And they have no right keeping that.
Yeah.
That belongs to you.
Well, they couldn't get that one, so I'll just get another one done. He talked to me for about 2 hours, and then he did. I always keep forgetting what it is where they use the Doppler radar, like they use when people are pregnant. What is that called?
Sonogram.
Well, so he did that on both knees,
okay.
and he showed me, especially on the right knee, because my right knee has been taking all the brunt. How the right knee is much more unstable, believe it or not, than the left knee, simply because it's taking all the pressure. So the the tendons and the ligaments there are a little loose. And yes, that is also getting to be bone on bone. But the left knee is the one that is just plain bone on bone. And what I found out is I had to stop taking Aleve and Motrin because Aleve and Motrin will block what the stem cells can do. So now I'm just on Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, Walking isn't much fun.
Oh, so it's not really helping as much, huh?
No, but you know what? If I'm going to get this done, I've got to follow all the procedures.
You're right. How long will it take once they do the procedure for you to actually feel the effects?
Well, he says, and here's where he was honest. He said, you know, there's always a placebo effect in the beginning, that when you come out from it,
right,
you're positive, but it really takes about a month for things to start improving. In a month, you should have 35% less pain and 35 to 40% more mobility, and then it goes up from there. And they found out that in this study, after 7 years, patients that have had this done, after 7 years, they've regained and have about 70% of their mobility in the knee, and their pain has been reduced. In a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is the worst, the pain has been reduced to a 1.5 to a 2.
Wow.
So that's what the study shows. Now, this doesn't mean it's going to happen for everybody. It's like your forecast with thunderstorms, when you say chance of thunderstorms. There are some people that it doesn't work with. There are. But you know what? It's worth it to do this and see if it helps. So if it helps even 50%, it's going to save me from many, many, many months of very tough recovery. So,
correct. And the big question here, will your insurance cover this?
The insurance will cover everything up to the procedure, because the procedure right now is in a review mode by the FDA. It's approved, but it's still in. It's a case study, and once they get enough cases and study over the course of 7 to 8 years, and then it'll be approved. So it's going to cost me about roughly $5,000 to $6,000 each knee.
Well, I still say that's worth it.
Well, they also offer financing. So I mean,
good.
We'll see what happens. But I'll tell you what. Since I posted it on Facebook, a bunch of other people are following me, and they want to know how it works out. And I've had people write me. One person, a classmate of mine, said that he had a buddy do it, and it didn't work for him. But it all depends where he had it done and if it was the same procedure that I'm having. And then I've had three or four other people that have had a similar procedure, and it's worked for them. So we'll see what happens. I'm pretty impressed with the doctor and the facilities. Hopefully once I get my MRI, probably not this week, but maybe in a week and a half, I'll go in on a Wednesday and get it done. We'll see what happens.
All right. And you know, Marshall, my favorite expression, nothing beats a failure but a try.
Yeah. You know, it's if I can avoid that horrible recovery in the surgery, because a knee replacement is just, it's just as invasive as you can get. I mean.
Yeah, I agree. And a lot of those, just like you're talking about stem cell, a lot of those don't work.
Yeah. So
there's no guarantee there. You go through all of that, like you said, surgery and rehab and the whole bit, and it's for no good.
What I like about this is Dr. Southern is part of the team that 10 years ago originated this and have been working on it. They have a proprietary seizure. Nobody else does it the way they do it. It's recognized nationally. My brother, who was in pharmaceuticals for many years, investigated into it and said it's a world-renowned organization. It's based out of Wilton, Connecticut. So, you know what? We'll give it a shot and see what happens.
That's
all you can say. I mean, as long as they let me in for both knees, we'll give it a shot and see what happens. And I'll know after I get that final MRI, which should come sometime this week.
Good luck to you.
Well, good luck to my knees. All right, so. Did you see who won the best dog, best in show?
No.
A dog by the name of Wasabi, a Pekingese.
A Pekingese.
Yeah. Best in show. And people were shocked. But I thought it was kind of cool. A Pekingese.
Why were they shocked?
I don't know. I think it's the fifth ever win for that breed, okay?
Okay.
So Wasabi is the dog of the year out of the dog show in New York, Westminster Dog Show.
Okay, well, it's good. Congratulations.
Cute little dog, though. It just looks like a big fur ball. Looks like one of those creatures that used to be in Star Wars.
Okay, I was up at the lake, so there's no TV there.
There's no TV. And that's a good thing, probably.
Yeah, didn't sleep well at all. I went to sleep at 11:30 Saturday night, and I was up at 3:30. I went to YouTube and watched a couple of things on YouTube until the sun came up, and I was at Home Depot by 7 a.m.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
Well, did Shirley go with you this time?
Yes.
All right.
And she had a total of three more ticks. Four. Two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Right.
Again, on her fur, not burrowed in. I just took my little tweezers, because I have a tick tweezer kit. Took it and did what somebody told me. Put a little jar of alcohol with a cap on it. Took the tick, dropped it into the alcohol. Gone.
Done. All right. And you had no ticks on you, right?
Not that I know of.
All right there, Pat. Well, we'll get through this first thunderstorm this morning and see what happens the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, yes, we will. We'll be watching it for you. Have a good one, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.